This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Are your feet steady? Are your feet on the right path? Are your feet beautiful? Many of you will have heard the scripture quoted by Paul in the New Testament. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Many songs have been written based on this blessing, and it stands by itself as a truth and a promise of God. However, let's take a look at the whole sentence, plus a few verses following, from Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. Break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. So the good news includes not only the salvation available to all mankind through Messiah Yeshua, but also the restoration of Jerusalem and the physical Zion. Indeed, part of our good news needs to be the mercies extended to Israel, which are assigned to all of us, that the Lord forgives our wanderings and brings us home to Him. Our feet are further blessed in Habakkuk 3, verses 18 and 19. Yet I will exult in the Lord and will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places. Now, to truly understand the scripture, I'm sorry, but you will have to visit Israel, and quite frankly, walk a little ways from the tour bus. The first time I saw the hinds, which are small mountain deer, in their natural habitat, this scripture passage immediately came to mind. I will try to explain it, but honestly, your heart will never jump at the wonder of this passage as mine did, until with your own eyes you feast upon this sight. If you walk through the valleys of En Gedi, on the shores of the Dead Sea, you will see the hinds playing in the place they prefer to call home. On either side you will see steep cliffs mixed with different strata of rock in many colors. The rock is brittle, sharp, and in many places slippery. Men can only navigate through these hills with the help of carved paths. But the hinds, they walk up and down these cliffs as if there were nothing to it. From the tiniest newborn fawns to the big old heavy rams, it's just literally a hop, skip, and a jump from the cool springs of the valleys to the shade of the many hidden caves near the hilltops. Now, the hind has maybe the comparatively smallest foot you will ever see on an animal. In fact, their legs get thinner and thinner as you approach the ground until they seem to disappear into two fine little points. You can actually only see the hooves because they are black, as opposed to the brown legs. With these tiny little appendages, the hinds are absolutely sure of each step as they go up higher and higher. Both King David and the prophet Habakkuk asked God to make their feet as strong and sure as hinds' feet. We know for certain that David spent a lot of time in En Gedi when hiding from Saul. He probably had a lot of time to watch the hinds. I could go on all day talking about feet, which are mentioned 239 times in the Bible. For instance, I could mention Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet. This, of course, is a whole teaching in itself, just as is the example Yeshua gave us when he washed the disciples' feet. Instead, I will repeat my original questions. Are your feet steady? Are your feet on the right path? Are your feet beautiful? Just how important are your feet anyway? I'll leave you with Proverbs 4, verse 26. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.